glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Deuteronomy 31:8.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together on this special edition of Mark and Friends. If you were tuned in yesterday, I was so excited to share Dawn Coulter with you. And actually, we got her husband to share some of his faith journey and testimony, along with Dawn talking about how in 47 seconds, she's learned to be able to share her story. So that way, if she's pressed for time and there's a situation, maybe she's in line at the grocery store or at the gas pump or briefly talking with a waitress or a waiter or in a circumstance where it's just going to be one of these divine appointments and she only has like a minute or two, we began talking about how this great resource that I want you all to find out more by stopping by oneminutewitness.org, oneminutewitness.org. And so today we're going to try to talk you through how she would do this in about an hour and a half. Sometimes this takes up to 2 hours because there's a lot of interaction and you're telling your story and then you're rephrasing. How do you ask these important five things? You use your hand. And so we're going to talk about that. But if you missed yesterday's broadcast, please stop by greatnewsradio.org and WLUJ.org. Click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you'll see Dawn and Jeff's name, and it'll be titled The 1 Minute Witness. But it was Testimony Tuesday, and so I really wanted Dawn to share some of her background journey and faith story and how this loving God that we can all turn to, who delights in us, who wants to have us pray to him, how we can share that good news message, that good news of Jesus and the difference he's made in our lives with very easy steps. And Jeff shared a little of his testimony. So be sure to listen to that program. And Dawn, I'm going to have you walk us through this 1 minute witness, because this was a great tool, a resource. It was fun to interact with people and to try to figure out, you mean I can actually tell my testimony in 1 minute? And you showed us all that we could. So for our listener that maybe is intrigued by the concept of sharing their testimony in 1 minute, give us the nuts and bolts or the ABCs.
Sure, Mark. So I love this tool. There are a lot of tools out there. We know that the story belongs to Jesus and the Holy Spirit guides us as Christians, but this tool does help you tell your story. And so I'm just going to demonstrate it for you, listener, and I'm going to demonstrate it with you, Mark. So we're sitting here in the studio, and I'm just going to ask you a couple questions. So first, can I ask you a question?
Okay, sure.
What's the best thing that's ever happened in your life?
And so it's that simple. You ask permission for a question, and then you ask, what's the best thing? And so I would say, you know, a number of things. I might begin with how God divinely orchestrated me meeting Holly and us falling in love and getting married. If I think you're a Christian or something, I'd say it's my faith journey, how God revealed himself. And I think I shared this with you during that training when Jesus became real and I asked him into my heart and seeing a star-filled sky and at a campfire with other boys and knowing that there was a God that loved me and it was demonstrated through Jesus. I might share that. That's one of my highlights. Or it could be just a number of relationships or things that I've seen God answered prayer with this radio ministry. Oh, okay, but say I'm not a believer. I would say something like, you know, my family is really important and I'm proud of my degree or something.
Yes, yes. Inevitably, when you ask somebody that question, a lot of them, you'll see them actually look up and their eyes just begin to go into their memories and they're thinking of things. Most people will smile. Yes, and that's what they'll say. It's a very common answer, you know, my family or my kids or my husband or my job or my car. And then sometimes you'll get people that there's no smile and their face is very sad and they say, I've never had anything good happen in my life. Or, well, I guess I woke up this morning, right? Mm-hmm. But in that that moment, you can dialogue with them mm-hmm. a little bit, right? Make a connection and find out a little more about them as a person. Express care, right? People want to know that somebody cares mm-hmm. and is willing to listen. So we're taking that moment to learn a little bit about the person that we're talking to and asking them a question that's helping them to reflect a little bit on their life. And then when you're finished with that dialogue, then you follow up with, can I tell you the best thing that's happened mm-hmm. in my life? And most people by that point will say yes. And once they've committed to say yes, they've committed to listen to you. And most people will listen to you for a minute. And that's when, Mark, I would jump in with my story. So they've given me permission to share my story, and I'm going to share my one-minute witness. And if you start a timer right now and you were to start the clock, then you would see how long that this is going to take. But I would start with, there is a time in my life when I was angry and looking for love and acceptance in all the wrong places, and I became a single teenage mom. And then one day, I remembered my mom trying to tell me about a God that loves me very much. And when I remembered that Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again, I decided to follow him as the leader of my life because I was doing a really crummy job leading my own life. And since I met Jesus, I have purpose. I'm not angry anymore. And the biggest thing, Mark, is I know that I'm loved by the God who created me, and I don't have to look in temporary places anymore. And if I'd never met Jesus, then I might be miserable and alone or dead and in hell. And that same Jesus, Mark, loves you. And that same Jesus, listener, loves you very, very much.
And I love that you begin with asking permission, because many times we might be enthusiastic about our faith, but we kind of like are the bull in the china shop, or we overwhelm someone, or we're not paying attention to their needs or their wants. So by asking permission, I'm sure we're doing this with caring eyes, trying to be thoughtful, not just being abrupt or, hey, I want to share something with you. Can I have permission? And then that first question, what's one of the most wonderful things that have happened in your life? It's kind of disarming. It's welcoming, and it's showing that you're ready to listen. And so that's important to bridge that communication and show care and compassion.
Yes. So this tool is a very relational tool. And what I love about it is it's very intentional to start that relationship, to show people that you care, but also to turn the conversation to God and to Jesus. So whether you are in a position where you have a minute or whether you have an hour, you're getting your story out. We live in an ADHD world, and so a lot of people aren't going to listen past 30 seconds or 60 seconds. And so you start pointing the conversation to Jesus, and just because you share your one-minute witness testimony, maybe the conversation is over. Maybe you get to share the entire gospel with the person. They give their life to Jesus. Maybe an hour later, you're still sitting on the park bench sharing with that person. But this tool is a five-fingered approach. And so there's really five steps that we walk people through to teach them how to write their faith story. Mm-hmm. So this is so you can tell someone your story and what God did in your life. So just like you said, we start with permission. We're respectful and relational. Then we move to your before Christ story. So here you're talking about your brokenness, right? What does your life look like before Christ? This is so important because we live in a broken world and everyone can relate with brokenness. Mm-hmm. And so we start from our place. So now we're continuing in this and becoming relational by starting from a place of vulnerability, a place that wasn't so glorious in our life, right? And continuing to help create that connection between us and the person we're communicating with. So we share our before Christ story, and then we share our turning point, right? And what Jesus did for us. We make sure that we tell them that Jesus died for our sins and rose again because he is the one mm-hmm. that gave his life for us so that we could be saved. And then we tell them the benefits. Since I've met Jesus, what are the great positive benefits? How has our life changed? How are we different from our before Christ story? And then we close by saying, you know, if I'd never met Jesus, this is where my life may be. And while we don't know where our life would be, we know that we wouldn't be sitting here today. Mark, I wouldn't be in this studio today mm-hmm. if you and I hadn't both given our lives to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then we just, at the closing of our story, we just look them in the eye and tell them that the same Jesus loves them very, very much.
Oh, listening friend, you're going to want to get multiple copies of this little booklet. It looks like it's like 23, 24 pages. It can fit in the palm of your hand. And we're looking at page 5, the 1-Minute Witness Tool 1. permission. It's basically where you say, may I ask you a question? And then two, before Christ, there was a time in my life, and you fill that out like as you work through this before you're going to share. And then the turning point after the decision of following Jesus, and then what your life would have been if you've never met him. That's just page 5. But this little booklet can be found at oneminutewitness.org, oneminutewitness.org. And you can fill out portions of your own story as you work it through and talk it through. And I'm just trying to do this in like 20 minutes, what would usually take about an hour, hour and a half. But it's a great resource. It's a great tool. I saw you using your fingers. So, you know, once they learn how to begin asking permission and then telling their story, you know, there's an easy way of looking at your hand and remembering what's the next question.
Right. Well, so I just want to point out also on the website on oneminutewitness.org, you don't have to have one of these booklets. You can go to the website, and if you will scroll down to the 1 Minute Witness page, you can type your story in online, and it will send you an email with your story. And if you need to change the words a little bit, you can update it and you can redo it. And so this tool can walk you through writing your story even online. So there are other resources out there to help you. I love every page of this book.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And so I think there's power in our testimony. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Then the Bible also tells us that the spirit of prophecy is the word of our testimony. So when you share your story, your faith story, what Jesus did in you, you are prophesying to the listener saying Jesus can do that for you too. And so nobody can argue with their testimony.
Right.
They may not believe in your God. They may not agree with your beliefs, but people can't argue with what you say happened to you. And so you're planting the seed of your testimony. You're planting the seed of the gospel when you share. And I believe, Mark, that every believer wants to share Jesus. Mm-hmm. They want to share the good news of Jesus with somebody. And some people just really don't know where to start or don't know what to say, or they're just afraid of rejection and they don't know how. And this is a great way to put yourself out there and begin to share the best news ever with your friends, with strangers, with your neighbors, with your family, with people all around you in our world.
And I think you shared this during the workshop or the seminar or the session, but once you begin doing it and you practice it a few times, it becomes more and more natural and you become more and more confident. And then it just becomes like a matter of fact, this is my story, and God uses it in a variety of ways. Not everyone responds right away, but others might sit and talk and ask more questions, and then that relationship builds, and then they see how you attend church and you invite them and say, come join me and let's go out to lunch afterwards. This is kind of like a beginning point.
Yes, absolutely. One of the biggest reasons people don't share their faith is because they're afraid of rejection.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so how do you overcome fear? Well, you take a step over fear. How do you take a step over fear? You do that thing that you're afraid of.
Mm.
And to your point, we are afraid sometimes to share our story, but the more we do it, we become less and less afraid. And Jesus put the Holy Spirit's in us to be able to be his messenger, to be his ambassador, to be his witness. And so that's really part of our DNA. And when we learn to walk in it, then you overcome fear and it just becomes a part of your life, of who you are, of a normal way of living as you're sharing your faith story. And yes, the 1 Minute Witness is step one, right? It just helps you to start the conversation. So maybe in that moment, somebody receives Jesus. Well, then you can be the person to help disciple them, whether they're ready to come to church with you or not. They can meet you for coffee. They can meet you to study the Bible, and you can bring them along and begin to help them grow in who God is. Maybe they haven't accepted Jesus yet, but they're willing to learn more. They're willing to come and learn about Jesus with you, and you're still meeting them for coffee or meeting them for lunch or a walk in the park, and you're developing that relationship and opening up that door so that they can hopefully one day accept Jesus. And then sometimes you'll have someone say, oh, Jesus is my best thing too. I wish I would have said that. And, you know, in those moments, I believe they're sweet moments because I think there's a conviction that comes to that person that says, why wasn't Jesus the first thing that came to mind? And I believe God begins to work in the heart of Christians and then even causes them to want to learn how to tell their faith story too, and helps them to want to draw closer to God even in that moment.
Mm. Well, we opened up today's program with the reading of Deuteronomy 31:8, and yesterday we opened up the program with Psalm 119, verse 105, and we didn't really get to talk much about those verses, so I'd like you to share why those are two of your favorites.
Sure. So Psalms 119, 105 reminds us that God's word is what directs us, right? Jesus is the rock on which we stand, and his word guides and directs us, and he lights our path. So step by step, he illuminates the path before us. So in everything we do in life, and that includes even in sharing our faith, he shows us the way. Deuteronomy 31:8 reminds us that God is with us everywhere we go. Not only is he with us, but he gets there before us. And so when I think about sharing my faith and that person that God's highlighting for me to go and have a conversation with, God's already gone before me. And my prayer in sharing my faith is, God, begin to soften their heart. But he goes before me, and then he's with me, and he says, we don't have to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And so that helps us to be bold witnesses for Jesus. God's word tells us to go. God's word secures us in who we are. God promises he goes before us. He promises he's going to do it with us. And he tells us we don't have to be afraid.
And we talked a bit about this with some of your testimony on yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, but I like this portion of Deuteronomy 31:8, and he will not leave or forsake you.
Yes.
God is for us. He's a loving father, the best father that you could ever experience here on earth is wonderful, yes, but God is even greater. He designed you. The reason you exist is because he wanted you in his world, and he wants to spend eternity with all of us, and he showed that great love by sending Jesus, Jesus, Lord and Savior, to die for our sins. We all fall short. We can't earn our way into heaven, but because God won't leave us or forsake us, he's pursuing each and every one of you listening today. He delights in you. You didn't just come about because of circumstance or primordial goop, you know, from centuries ago, and suddenly here you are. God fashioned you, he delights in you, and he made you unique and different from everyone else, and he wants to reveal his truth that he loves you through the Lord Jesus Christ. So he will never leave you or forsake you. But there's also that salvation poem that's part of this booklet, and this might touch somebody that's tuned in today or be a reminder for that senior saint of God's love. But I love how this little booklet, The 1 Minute Witness, and you can find out more at oneminutewitness.org, oneminutewitness.org. This booklet is filled with all sorts of great tips and techniques for trainers, but it also allows you, it has some blanks where, since I met Jesus, and then you would answer 1, 2, 3, what the difference it made. And if I had never met Jesus, then you would put down how you would answer that. And there's some neat ways where then it helps you. And as Dawn has mentioned, you can do this also online, and then they'll email you it. But there was a time in my life when, and I remember we had to fill these things out, and I put, I was wondering about God. There was a time in my life when I knew I was a sinner. There was a time in my life when I knew I needed a Savior. And so it helps you formulate that 1 minute or less testimony. So it's a great resource, listening friend, and I hope you're going to stop by oneminutewitness.org. And it also has the salvation poem. What do you want to say about that?
Sure, Mark. So when you've shared your 1 minute witness, you've shared your story, and that person may be ready to accept Christ, and you can continue to ask them questions if they're having a dialogue. And maybe you ask them, do you have a story like that? And depending if they say no, then you can ask them, do you know what the Bible says about how you're saved? Then ask them, can I tell you what it says? So you're always asking permission, but you can walk them through the ABCs, where if someone says, hey, admit I've done wrong, my sin separates me from a holy God. B, believe that Jesus died to forgive me, then rose again, proving he's the one true God. C, confess that I have sinned, ask Jesus to help me turn away from sin and be my Savior. With all of those are scripture references. And then you could ask them, what would stop you from totally surrendering your life to Jesus today? And if nothing, then say, with God's help, would you be willing to turn away from what the Bible calls sin and follow Jesus daily? And if they say yes, then you can invite them to repeat a prayer. They could repeat the prayer using the ABCs, or they could repeat the prayer saying the salvation poem, which says, and I invite you right now, if you're listening and you want to ask Jesus to be the leader of your life, if you've never surrendered and decided to follow Jesus, you can tell him today that that's what you want to do by simply saying these words from your heart. Jesus, you died upon a cross, and rose again to save the lost. Forgive me now of all my sin. Come be my Savior, Lord, and friend. Change my life and make it new, and help me, Lord, to live for you.
Listening friend, if that was your prayer, this beautiful poem, welcome to the family of God. God loves you. He sent the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent his best. He sent himself. The Lord Jesus is God and fully man. He suffered on the cross. He took our sin. He took upon all the sin of the world. But you need to receive him as Lord and Savior. You need to say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and I need salvation through you. And you paid the price for my sin. And that could be you today listening, friend. And, oh, I would hope that would be a decision you're making today. We have an 800 number, 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM. There's trained counselors that can talk you through what it means to follow Jesus, welcome into the kingdom of God, how you can trust the Bible. They can answer your many questions, and they'd love to pray with you. You can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. And Dawn, Oasis World Ministry, find out more information, maybe a website.
Sure. So we have a website. If you have just decided to give your life to Jesus or want to learn more about Jesus, we have a website called frostygrapes.com.
Frostygrapes.com.
Just a fun name. But you can go out there if you're searching for Jesus or more information, or you've just made a decision. If you are a Christian and you want to learn how to share your faith, or you'd like to receive training with your small group or your church, then you can contact us. Go to our website, go to contact us, and send us an email, and we would be happy to assist you in getting trained, getting your church trained, your small group trained. I'm also very happy to give you my email address, which is Dawn, D-A-W-N, at oasiswm.org, dawnoasiswm.org.
And if you didn't get to write that down, you're driving to work, just call the station, 217-367-7777. We'll have that available. And I love this Jesus card. You actually have the Jesus shirt, and we'll have that posted. But on the back of this card, have you heard the good news? Everyone has sinned, Romans 3:23. Sin brings death, Romans 6:23. Jesus loves you and died for your sins, Romans 5:8. Being a good person doesn't save you, Ephesians 2:8 through 9. And then it closes with Romans 10:9, which says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Oh, listening friend, let this be the day that you accepted Jesus in your heart and mind. He loves you, he cares for you, and he'll make an eternal difference. And you can live that faith now here on earth, influencing others and proclaiming that good news message of Jesus. And so thank you, Dawn, thank you, Jeff, for sharing with us all this one-minute witness, and also Oasis World Ministry. Be in prayer for their team. They're reaching many countries all around the world. Oasis World Ministries, they're doing the work of God. We want to be supportive financially and in prayer, and find out about this resource, oneminutewitness.org, oneminutewitness.org, and frostygrapes.com, frostygrapes.com. And you can call the station anytime, and we can give you that information also. Well, thank you, Dawn. Thank you, Jeff, for being a part of today's, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast or missed yesterday, Testimony Tuesday, where they were both in the studio, you can stop by greatnewsradio.org and wluj.org and listen to that program anytime. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.